This is all you, again.
What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Radix Podcast. Roundtable edition. And I have some beautiful, lovely humans with me tonight, as you know. It's your girl, Hanny, and I'm with...
Alexandria.
Datavius. And Chelsea.
Yes. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Well, I'm still vertical.
I'm glad. That's good to know. You're not any other direction.
Horizontal?
Yeah.
Or diagonal. Perpendicular is also a thing, too.
All right, moving on. Alex, how are you today, my mimosa sister?
I'm doing well. Having a great day. You know, just exited purgatory at my day job.
She's free like a bird.
I am free.
Oh.
Yes. I wish they could see your hands. But anyway, Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm Gucci. I'm glad to be here.
Word up. This is your first time, right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Say that.
It's the first time, and it's funny because how many people we have on the team that have like never been on the podcast.
Dang.
You know? But I think right now I'm the longest running person. I think Nicole just trails me by one.
Congratulations.
I don't know how I feel about that.
How was everyone's Valentine's Day?
You can skip me.
That's not good.
No, we're not going to skip you, but we'll get back to you.
Oh.
Yes. My Valentine's Day was amazing because not only it was the day to love your loved ones and, of course, yourself, it was also my 11th month anniversary.
Hey, congrats.
Beautiful baby Brittany, yes. My girl was working on our anniversary, but when she got home, I had them rose petals.
Mm.
I had that peach sparkling wine. Mm. I had a nice bubble bath for her with some candles. And yeah, you know, I just took care of her, got her a nice face mask and everything like that. So it was an amazing day.
You spoiled her. That's wonderful.
You know, you got to cater to yourself and, of course, your loved ones. I had to make sure that she was taken care of because my baby was working hard. She was stressed, and so I had to take that stress away.
Oh, so sweet. Mm-hmm. My Valentine's Day was great as well. I had brunch-ish with my partner. Mimosas? We just like, mimosas? No, well, actually we did. We made it ourselves, but like we just picked it up and then went home.
It's so funny that you call your partner.
Yeah, I try to remember, you know, like that gender neutral wave. Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't start doing that. Yes.
Partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's how I feel. Like he's definitely my partner. He's like Yeehaw. Definitely more than my boyfriend. But anyways, so yeah, we had brunch. We had Black Sheep. Oh, there's shrimp and grits.
Wow.
So good. And then I took him to the drive-in and at Sunrise Cinema. Like, they have a drive. Did you guys know that they have a drive-in?
Yeah. Yes. I didn't know they had it on Valentine's
Day. Oh, my God. It was so cool. We saw Eternals, Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And we, like, cleared out the back of the car and opened it up and then had a bunch of, like, pillows and blankets. And, oh, my God. It was awesome.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse.
Yeah, I kind of got ahead of February 14th, and we kind of just did it on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So it was low key. We had our garage. We had set it up kind of like an event, and just had our own little jazz night, and it was nice.
That's
I'll leave
sweet.
It at that.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'll give her the credit. It was her idea, but I helped.
And that's what matters. You help.
Partnership.
Yes.
And the Tavis. Best for last.
Now, how did you take care of yourself and love yourself for Valentine's Day?
I spent Valentine's Day with the love of my life and her boyfriend playing Apex. I'm kidding. We actually, yeah. So, what did I do?
You know.
No, I'm trying to think back. It's like, I don't know. It's weird because, like, this is like ever since I've moved out of North Carolina, South Carolina. Like, I don't really spend Valentine's days with anyone because I used to just spend it with my mom. So not that she's like gone or anything, like she's still here, but she's just in the Carolinas. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It's always like a weird time because it's also like Black History Month. And I don't know. I didn't really do much. I think mostly like I was just very, very focused. Like I almost forgot it was Valentine's Day till I got on a Twitter. But I was just, I don't know. I'm very toxic when it comes to holidays because instead of taking a break, I just go harder.
That's what's up.
It's not the best trait. I have to like get rid of it mm-hmm. before like I'm no longer single because I know like it'll spark back up like later and then like it'll like come around that time and it's like, oh, what are we doing? I'm like, what are we doing? I was like, oh, my bad. But no, I have some plans. Like there's a few friends that I'm probably going to be sending some flowers to. I'm sending my mom definitely like some stuff. I was a little late on Valentine's Day because I had to work on some stuff. But when I can't really do it for like a significant other, I just do it for my friends. Like I got cookies. Someone sent me cookies and I was like, that's pretty nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So
we didn't get any.
Yeah. So what's up with that?
We're not your friends.
What?
You said you sent your friends cookies.
No, I got cookies. Yeah, they sent me cookies.
Oh, so are we going to get some stuff? Are we going to get some flowers or something for?
Y'all might. If you send me your address.
I'm going to send you my address after this. And we're all supposed to get tattoos together.
We are supposed to get tattoos.
Since you're back.
Yeah, I was about to say, so now that.
I didn't forget.
Now that I'm glad because I definitely did. But thank you.
I bet you did.
I'd be forgetting things. But yeah, that's how I spent my Valentine's Day. I was just super focused. Like I said, I've been just going hard on my goals. It sounds funny because I say, oh, I played Apex. But then like that's ridiculous. But no, I got a goal in mind. I want to hit it. And I plan to hit it by the end of the year. And so that's that. Mm-hmm. So I was super focused, just working.
So speaking about the day of love, let's talk about some news.
News.
That's going on.
That's going on.
In Jacksonville.
In Jack's Duval.
Hey. So Wildcrafters had an amazing jazz jam on the 14th for the lovebirds out there.
Amazing.
Sadly, I wasn't able to make it, but I saw like the live stream of it, which was great.
That's cool.
Yes, the event was hosted by Ulysses Owens Jr. And Nikki Dawson and Olivia Donaldson were performing. And if y'all were able to make it, do not worry. Wildcrafters host the Jazz Jam every Sunday. And I love jazz, so we should all like make a date and do that.
Oh, I'm so down.
It's a rad date.
Also, mm-hmm. plugging the latest issue, Ulysses Owens Jr. is one of the artists that we interviewed.
In Focus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Focus.
Focus. Focus. Focus. Focus. Focus. Focus. Focus. Focus.
Focus. And speaking of Wildcrafters, on March 6th, we will be holding the Radex Magazine release event on our fifth issue.
Focus.
It'll be from 5 to 9:30 p.m. Mm. There will be some good food, good music, and more.
Yes.
But for y'all to get that, make sure you get those tickets because those spots are limited. You know, COVID's out there.
Yeah, COVILLY.
So exists.
The panoramic.
Oh, man, the panda queso.
The pan dulce.
The pendeja.
So don't forget to wear your mask, y'all, and, of course, social distance.
Social distance.
And if you're not able to make the event, our fifth issue is available online at radxmag.com.
Not org.
Not org. It needs to be org.
Man,
but
or .co. Or that would be com. Nice.
What? Or you can get it locally at Wildcrafters. And if y'all don't know, now y'all know, which y'all need to know. Y'all should already know.
If you don't know, now you know.
It's Black History Month. So for Black History Month, one of the many events that will be happening is an outdoor festival called Duval Legacies on February 20th at the James Weldon Johnson Park, formerly known as Hemming Park.
Mm-hmm.
This festival celebrates and blends Jacksonville's Black history, culture, and the park's new namesake. I think I may be out there because I'm down for some outdoor festivals.
With some melanated individuals?
Exactly. Let me be with my people in the outdoors.
What? You know? Soaking up that sun?
Oh, yes.
With my new superpowers?
My skin glowing. Being black, y'all. I'm proud, y'all.
Because I'm black, y'all. Because I'm black, y'all. Because I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I love it here.
And since it is Black History Month,
let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Black history in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alex, what you got for me, Mimosa Sister?
Okay, first, shout out to Cody, our editor, because he had a bunch of research already done, basically. So I really appreciate the research and work that he did for that. So
air horn.
Thank you. Appreciated. All right. So I just kind of compiled what I thought was the most interesting. And I realized afterwards, I was like, maybe people in Jacksonville might know this history already. But since I moved here from somewhere else, I found it interesting.
Mm. Yep, I'm from New York. I don't know a lick of anything, which is sad. I'm sorry, but please enlighten me.
Okay, so number one is I found that here in Jacksonville, there's a place called Kingsley Plantation, which I've actually been there before. And
you were in a plantation?
I was there and it was creepy.
I bet.
It was creepy. You could feel the racism. You could.
Was it cold?
And the white people were walking around like, oh, wasn't that interesting? And I was like, we need to go. Like, I don't like it here.
They were on vacation.
Them folks was on vacation at the plantation.
Yes. So it's the last standing plantation in the state of Florida.
Why?
I don't know. It's because it's Florida. It was kind of like a mixed bag for me. I was like, well, weird that it's an attraction, but also I guess I'm thankful at least it's not like somebody's wedding location. I don't
yet.
You know, like I've seen people have.
I'm sure it has.
Oh, yeah. I was like.
I'm sure someone's planning a wedding right now and their bouquet has some cotton in it.
That.
God. Okay. So what I also found very cool about this is it's the southernmost point of the Gullah Geechee Nation.
The who?
Gullah Geechee. And so that's, okay, hard to explain. It's like this. Okay, so they're recognized nationally or even internationally, I think. And it's this community of slaves and enslaved people. Throughout like Georgia, the Carolinas, Florida, southernmost point. They speak Creole, their own version of Creole. And it's the only version of Creole spoken in the United States that is based on the African language.
Wow.
So it's just very fascinating. And I thought that was really cool, especially because I'm Belizean, which is in the Caribbean, it's contested, but Belize is an interesting place. But so it's actually in Central America, but we're Caribbean and used to be an English colony, all sorts of things. But when I have watched actually videos on the Gullah Geechee Nation and I've heard them speak. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, they sound like Caribbean. They sound like a Belizean Creole. Mm. And then when I was reading about Gullah Geechee Nation, that's what I said, is it is comparable to a Belizean Creole. And then it also, to me, that really locks into place. I don't know if you guys hear, like, about diaspora wars.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's this whole idea of, like, maybe African people kind of looking down on African Americans and then Caribbean people looking, like, just a whole bunch of fighting for no reason.
It's weird.
But what I really like about that is just like it's totally full circle. And then a lot of like the slave trade, it was like they came from Africa, went through the Caribbean, and then maybe went to Gullah Geechee Nation, and then maybe came back to the Caribbean and came, you know what I mean? So it's like this super mixture of cultures, and it can just see so well how we really are all the same. And we just kind of branched out, right, from different points. From wherever we landed. So that was the number one thing that I thought was cool.
That's tight.
I feel like this podcast is going to be like a lot of me talking.
Good.
It's okay. You talk about it and we'll add some commentary.
Yeah.
Please do.
I will try.
Listen, I've been talking for the last, what are we on, episode 12, 13? Think about how long I had to listen to my own voice for like an hour. Okay. Like, you can take the floor on this one.
That makes me feel better. You liked it.
I don't.
Ray,
I just
be
hearing
it.
My flare up laughs. I'm like, that's it.
Goofy.
Oh, all right. Okay, so the second thing that I thought was really cool when I was doing research is that Jacksonville is home to the first and second black schools in the state of Florida.
Nice.
Both were founded right after the Civil War. So the first was Edward Waters College, and then the second was Stanton School, which is still around here in Jacksonville, called Stanton College Preparatory School.
Wow. Hey.
Third thing that I thought was really cool was... the Black National Anthem was born here. I didn't know that.
Hey.
No. And I mean, like, I'm just going to expose myself here and be very honest. I also never heard of the Black National Anthem until I was, like, in college. I was very, you know, I was moved around a lot. I've lived in, like, four different states. And I was also raised by a single mother who's Belizean. So she just raised me like a Belizean. Mm. There's a lot of parts of Black culture I just missed out on. So I thought that was very exciting. Mm. And on top of that, the first time it was performed was at Stanton School. That was the first time it was ever performed, was here in Jacksonville, Florida. I think that's amazing. And then the two people who wrote that song were both from Jacksonville, but they are also a huge part of the Harlem Renaissance.
Wow.
They were, one was a poet and the other one was a composer. And that's it's so great that you mentioned the park that was renamed, because one of them was James Weldon Johnson.
Hey.
And then the other one is John Rosamond Johnson. Are they brothers? I don't know. I should have researched that. They have the last name. All right. So that's that.
I found out an interesting fact about last names, but I'll save it to the end, because it was actually, I think that it's a very interesting thing, putting it into Black history, but I want to get through this information first before I crack that open.
Okay, so I definitely want to hear that, though. Okay, let's see. So the next thing that I was really looking at is, so there are several, like, historically Black communities here in Jacksonville that were thriving. And when I did my research, it seemed to me like they all kind of petered out in the 1960s. And I was like, okay, why? That's weird.
Who was the president at that time?
I don't know.
When?
60s.
I mean, we had a few.
I mean, I'm trying to
Kennedy.
Think.
Kennedy.
Johnson.
Kennedy and Johnson?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
That's okay. Simple Google.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
No, we don't need facts.
we're good. We're
guesstimation.
We had Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson and Johnson.
Johnson Johnson.
Yeah. All right. Take the lotion.
This one.
Like Lyndon B. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Lyndon B. Johnson, yeah.
He took over after Kennedy was assassinated.
Took.
So, you know, anyways. So I found, okay, there was a community called La Villa, which was also known as the Harlem of the South.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And the Ritz Theater, they have, like, a museum dedicated to preserving that history.
And
educating people about it. So I've never, I haven't, I guess, paid attention to that part, but I have been to the Ritz Theater, and it's really awesome. So I encourage you guys to go see something down there. They definitely, you know, obviously highlight Black people, Black creators, Black performers. I saw the Black Nutcracker there, and it was amazing. It was so cool. They had, like, African dancing and, like, all kinds of stuff. And I've never seen so many Black ballet dancers. You know what I mean? It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hmm. And then there's also a community called Sugar Hill, made up of, like, prominent Black families who are, like, lawyers and doctors, professionals, you know, like, teachers and stuff. And so both of those that I found, they seem to be, like, in the north side of what we would call in modern-day Jacksonville, like, the north side.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why? Like, what happened? Why are they not thriving to this day? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So back in the 60s, this is how Jacksonville earned the name the Bold New City of the South. So I'm going to try to explain this as best as I can understand it. I might be a little over the all over the place.
You got
but
this.
Bear with me. Okay?
You got
I
this.
I believe in you.
Okay.
I believe.
So Jacksonville was a city. Duval was a county. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to explain this. Okay, so while I was doing research, let me back up. Welcome to my brain, guys. So I knew from conversations like with my partner and with his parents, because they're pretty involved in like activism and you know what I mean? So like they kind of always just share these like snippets of history and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they had talked about consolidation and it being kind of like a having racist roots. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. So I went to Google that, and everything I found didn't really say much about that. It all kind of spun consolidation as this, like, great thing for Jacksonville. But I did find a quote from an article in the Jack's Daily Record, and it says, residents and businesses, this is about consolidation and, like, what led up to it. It says, residents and businesses increasingly relocated, leaving behind urban problems in favor of increasingly remote suburbs. And so I had to ask for context on this. And this is white flight. So if you guys have ever heard that term.
You know the context.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, it was basically, like, Jacksonville was a thriving, mostly black city. And white people were like, I don't want any part of that. And they were like, we got to go. So they were moving outside of Jacksonville. But because of that, Jacksonville, like, I mean, I don't know how to say this without being abrasive. It's like white people don't really want to see black people succeed. Like, that's historically speaking in the United States, that's what happens, right?
It was pretty much
I'm speaking in broad strokes, right?
It was pretty much going to be like Black Wall Street, right?
Basically. I mean, and this happens, like, this history that I'm talking about, this can be pretty, like, similar roots in pretty much any major city across this nation, right?
It's happening now.
Yeah, exactly. And so white people were moving away, and then, you know, like, okay, so in these little official articles that I'm reading about consolidation, it talks about how, like, oh, well, Jacksonville just had, like, crumbling infrastructure and, like, really corrupt politicians, and that's why all the white people were moving away. But if you really think about that context, like, why was infrastructure crumbling? Why were politicians being so corrupt? It's because they were impeding the progress of black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, these thriving communities in the North Side began to crumble. And then the white politicians were like, hey, we have a great idea. Let's consolidate the city of Jacksonville with the rest of Duval County and have a joint government, which is why it's called the Bold New City of the South. It's like one of the very few cities in this nation that operates in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a way for the white people who moved out of Jacksonville to maintain economic and political control over Jacksonville. Mm. And the way that they got black people to feed into this was saying, hey, like, this is great for all of us. We're going to have more money to go around for infrastructure, you know what I mean? And to fix up these crumbling parts of the city. But guess what? Those parts of the city got left behind. And everything else around, you know what I mean, grew.
Mm.
So, you know, that's my story I wanted to tell you guys.
Dang.
And some examples of, like, the lack of infrastructure. Let me see if I have notes on that. I don't know where they are in my notes app. But, like, great examples. It's like, oh, I don't even want to deal with that. But in the, like, so a good example is when I first moved here, my family, we noticed, why are there no sidewalks in Jacksonville?
Oh my God, I said the same.
Like, that right there is an example of that lack of infrastructure, right? And then, for example, like, the light rail thingy, it seems to go to, like, two streets. It doesn't connect to the city, right?
No,
like, it's not exactly. So that's another example of that infrastructure that's lacking. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say, you guys. Do you have any thoughts?
There are no sidewalks whatsoever.
Yeah, like, when I first moved here, like, okay, y'all know I'm from New York.
There
are sidewalks. Like, there are plenty of sidewalks. Like, no one should be walking on the street unless you're just that kind of person. There. Yeah. but when I moved here, I was like, why are there so many people in the street? Like, you can honestly get hit by a car. Like, it's just dangerous. Like, what is going on? And then I realized that it's just a bunch of grass, but no sidewalk. So I'm like, well, this doesn't make any sense. So I'm just like, people really need to work on that just for the safety of others. It just makes a whole bunch of sense, but...
And it ends. Like, you'll be on the sidewalk, and then the next second, like, you're in grass or on the street, and you're just like, where did you go?
It's incomplete.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, like, where's the rest of you? Whatever. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they need to invest in making the city more, you know, just looking better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And giving more safety precautions and building it up that way it is more attractive to people that want to live here and the people who are just visiting and the people who already live here.
Yeah, because I'm like, how it seems now is that it's like, it just seems like a place that people can store their cars and then they just go somewhere else. Like, Jacksonville almost feels like a tax write-off for the rich.
I mean, it is. Like, we're building hella highways and toll booths, but not like sidewalks. We're not fixing potholes in the street. Like, come on, y'all, my tires. I just got new tires. Like,
there's also, I just remembered, there's also literally, like, still some areas in the north side that use septic tanks, and they're not connected to a sewage system, and that was literally a promise made back in the 60s.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. Yes. I did not know that.
The more you know.
The more you know, yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes I wish I knew less.
Oh my God!
Just kidding.
Nope. I
that
feel
sounds
you.
Like a Drake line. It's like the more you know, but sometimes I wish I knew less.
Ooh, ooh. New album.
What?
Soon. Go ahead.
What?
You know what? You better make that yours before
you
Drake
are the do. Certified lover boy, aren't you?
Ooh. Hey, listen, listen. I'm about to call Tenny and be like, hey, yo, we about to get in the booth.
It's about to be a Make You Feel remix.
What?
But no, I feel like Jacksonville makes a whole bunch of money, and there are like so many things that this city can do to just make communities better. Like,
yes,
honestly, there was this time where me and my partner we were giving out food to the homeless, you know, like that one area in downtown where it's like a homeless camp is set up. I think it's like in between Beaver Street, if I'm correct. But we went there, and so many people were just setting up camp. It was cold. It was rainy. And there's a, I guess, like a little community or whatever, Radical Ajax. They were, like, donating food and clothes and water and stuff, just helping out a whole bunch of people. And the one lady was telling me how Jacksonville makes all this money, but they can't, like, have these homeless people set up, like, in housing, like, in a hotel for, like, 30 or 60 days, which is, like, compared to all the money that we make in this city, that's, like, nothing.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad. Like, people have no home. Like, they have kids. They have, like, these illnesses. They're, like, handicapped. And it's just sad. Like, all these resources, all this money that we have is just going to more highways and, you know, oh, let's make a gas station here. Like, oh, you know, a 7-Eleven will look great right there.
Or
like
a Wawa.
Or a Wawa. There should not be, like, three Wawas on Beach Boulevard. I'm just saying. And that's on period. But that's just my take on it. You know, it's just, this is really sad. And I hope that, you know, one day Jacksonville will do better for our community.
Yeah, I think it definitely starts with remembering our history, you know what I mean? And a lot of, like I was saying, I never even heard of the Black National Anthem, for example. And I also never heard of Juneteenth until I was in college. Ah. And it was not explained to me what it was, really, until last year. Ah. So it's unfortunate that Black history is an oral history that has to be passed between us, right? Mm-hmm. In conversations, and it's not something that's taught to any of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a formal way, even in the schools. Like, another thing that I've heard of recently, I didn't write it down, but there is a school here, like a high school here in Jacksonville, where they try to change Black History Month into like You Matter Month or something like that.
With Demetrius Armand Month? No. Yeah, the hoodies.
What? I don't know. Is that what that is?
Yeah, the You Matter
hoodies. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So You Matter Month, as in like everyone just come share your heritage or whatever. And then they also like tried to make it into like a suicide awareness month at the same time. And it's just like, what is your problem? Like, why are you so against Black people just knowing themselves? I know what it is, but you know.
And it's crazy because like when you really think of it, it's like, yeah, we gain a lot from like understanding this month, but majority of it, like, it's not like good news to hear. Mm. Like, it's traumatizing to just look at our history and just like see all of these things. And it's like you guys really do not like us, because for us to want to go back and look up traumatizing history and you still don't even want us to have that. Like, that is a deep hatred that like you just can't define that type of thing. And it's like very weird.
It's demonic. It's
like, why do you have so much hate in your heart about right? like a certain group of people? Like, being Black is everything. I love being Black. I love my community. Like, we're that shit. Yeah. Okay, we are.
It's like being in a special club.
Literally, cool kids.
Like, you can't gain entry unless you're us. Okay, like, people want the Black card so bad. And it's like, well, first of all, there's no card.
There isn't.
You're just Black and that's it. You don't need no N-word pass. You don't need no Black card, which I think is the most dumbest thing.
The cookout,
I'm like, no. Like, this is our cookout. We don't need to invite anybody else. It's us.
You invited somebody to the cookout, didn't you?
Who'd you invite to the cookout?
No, I saw this tweet. Okay, I saw this tweet, and it was from a girl. She was like, okay, has any white person ever invited you to their cookout because you like Maroon 5? No, I didn't think so.
Maroon 5.
Ooh. And I was like, yeah, points were made.
Literally. Like, no, there's no point inviting you to our cookout. I'm sorry. You have no invitation. And that's just how I feel. But there's this thing like that's going on at UNF right now where UNF has so much backlash on it. But the Housing and Residence Life, they were doing like for Valentine's Day, it was like a love representation. So like platonic love, you know, same sex love. Yeah, it's really nice. You know, all self-love, all love included. But they made the name All Love Matters.
Oh my God.
Within 30 minutes, they got that backlash and they quickly fixed the email saying, we're sorry for how it came out to be. We know that it sounded like All Lives Matter and the Housing Residence Life.
That's as tone deaf as you can get.
Yeah. It's very tone deaf. And I'm just like, you should know.
Like,
you
who was on that committee? Who?
You're like, you should know you better. Know.
All love matters.
we support Black Lives Matter. So the name is Black Love Matters. And I was like, oh, that's better. But, you know, you're still tone deaf.
Yeah, it's like,
and it's we just know. Such a weird little band-aid. Like, you know that wasn't your aim to begin with.
Yeah, I was like, okay, whatever. But, you know, I feel like they're matters. Right? All love matters. Like, okay, yeah, we know. But yeah. We know, but come on now.
Thanks for letting us know something we already knew.
Yeah.
I was about to say something controversial. Let me not even start this water is wet conversation.
Stop it.
You know... Grass is green.
Tell us about the last names.
Yeah, so last names to Black people are very interesting for a plethora of reasons because, how do I even say this? Unlike immigrants or people in America, I think Black people are some of the only people that do not have their genuine last name. And this guy on TikTok was actually talking about how he was saying the difference between Black culture and white culture, or just culture in general. He's like, well, first of all, white people don't have culture. And he was, you know, like regarding, I think, America and stuff like that. And he was saying how the thing that makes Black culture so special is because how there is a group of individuals who all share one event. And, you know, we all have that event. And someone was even talking about ancestral PTSD and how it's a very, very real thing, and generational PTSD and how that's a very, very real thing. But he was talking about that. And then someone else, I think it was like I had heard this a while ago, but they were saying how they were like, no one, it took a while for people to find this weird, but no one really found it weird that Black people had, honestly, white last names. They were like, no one found that weird. Like, look at like someone like me. Like, do you think that I would have the last name of something like, you know, Knee Black or McClooney? I was like, that's an Irish, and I think Knee Black is like, I can't remember what type of name that is, but McClooney is an Irish last name. I think it's like Scottish or Irish. They're like, that was my former last name before I changed it. But they were like, does that not sound weird? And my father's last name is Wilkins. And you know, all of these different things. And it's like, does that sound anything like, you know, because you hear a name like Dejanay and then Johnson, and you're like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why would you? And they were saying, these are the names of their ancestor slave masters. And every single one of these names, they took away their names and they gave them new ones. And so a lot of the time when you hear these people, like, you could have two people married from warring tribes and they don't even know it, but they have, and then they have someone else's last name. And so, and not only that, but, you know, like, I guess in a traditional marriage, the man gives the woman his last name. So not only that, but you now have two associated slave masters with one person and their last name and whatnot. And so it's like, we don't even know what our last name is. And, you know, of course, like, you know, it's like, oh, 23andMe, go to Ancestry.com. But then again, it's like, how far back does that go? And where, because I might run into, like, maybe a family, but what if it just stops at, like, my ancestors who were slaves and it doesn't go from where they came from? And the only thing I might have to go off of is, like, the type of blood that I have. So, it, you know, it could be, like, Kenyan, Caribbean, you know, whatever. But it's, like, that in itself is still so much. And it's, like, when am I going to know my name? And so names are super important to African culture, just, you know, Black culture and everything. Every single name, well, almost every single name has a very distinctive meaning. And I'm trying to think of someone, but oh my gosh, I'm blanking. But she had a I'm blanking so hard, and I'm so mad at myself. I'm gonna look at, like, I'm gonna just,
what did
look
she
at,
do?
Huh? She was an activist last year, but she passed away under horrible circumstances. Mm-hmm. And she was, yeah, like, I'm blanking so hard. Yes. Olutoya.
She went to FSU.
Hold up.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
Yeah, but she, she passed away under horrible, horrible circumstances.
That was so horrible.
But
we'll put her in the show notes.
Yes. I think it's, hopefully I don't say this wrong, but I think it's Oluwatoyin Salu or Salau or something. Yeah, it's something like that. But I think, I can't remember exactly what her name meant, but it was very distinctive and very specific. And, you know, to have that name, you know, it's like, oh, that's so cool. Like Lupita Nyong'o. Like, she's, you know, has her name or whatnot. And wait a minute, is Lupita from the...
She was born in Mexico.
Okay, yeah, she was born in Mexico. I was thinking of Idris Elba and I think it's Daniel Kaluuya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I forget Idris and Daniel are from the Beans on Toast community. but shout out to Allie Green for making mention of that. She said, sometimes Daniel Kaluuya is so good at his job that I forget that he's from the Beans on Toast community, and I thought that was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I forgot he was on Skins as a kid.
Yeah, that's okay. So, Twins are, her name means God is worthy to be praised.
Thank you for that, Justin.
Justin said, I'm going to Google this. So much for guessing, eh?
Facts matter.
All facts matter. Oh, all facts matter.
Oh, my God.
Even the ones that are lies.
I like that you shared that just now, because I've never really considered my last name, but I have the last name of a conqueror. My last name is Vasquez. And my mom's last name is Dawson, which is also just the name of, like, the Irish slaveholder.
Wow.
Right? Who had our family.
My last name is a battleship.
Aren't you special?
I found that out. The U.S. is need black. And I was like,
I mean, at least you have black in your last name.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was like. That's pretty cool.
It was a compromise.
But, yeah.
You get a little bit of this, but a lot of that.
Yeah, I know, right? But still, I'm like, oof. Like, what if it was knee white?
Ooh. I'm
going to have to. Yeah, I'm gonna
cut you there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, I'm a. Can I transfer?
Oh, I love my last name because I was born Muslim. So
in the slums.
In the slums. Is that what you just asked me?
Yes, yes, it is what he just asked you.
I couldn't hear genuinely.
Muslim. I was born Muslim.
Oh, I'm so sorry. God.
Oh my God.
Malcolm X is looking at me right now with like, such. My brother's starving.
Yeah, I was born Muslim. My last name is Ahmad, or if you want to add that phlegm, Ahmad.
Ahmad.
Yeah.
Add the phlegm. Every
the
time.
Phlegm, yeah. Add I always at the phlegm. Yes.
And I guess, like, with everything that's going on in Islam, we have, like, these certain clans or like different like things that we believe in, like the prophecy and the Prophet of Muhammad. So I'm like part of the Sunni clan.
Ooh.
Which I'm not gonna really get into it because I don't wanna sound ignorant or like I don't know what's going on with my people. But it's great to know that like, yes, like I have a Muslim name. Like my full name is all Muslim, Arabic. My
Speak
name. Assalamu alaikum. Well, alaikum salam is what you say.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But
well, like right now?
You don't have to say it right now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Maybe after.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
But it's just good to know that, like, you know, I don't have any white names or conquerors in my name. My name means true believer in Arabic. So.
That's nice. That's
beautiful.
Yes, and I am a true believer. But what you were talking about, like with white names and everything like that, it's just like the past always haunts you because it's like we're not slaves anymore, but like the slaves or the slave masters are still like
looming,
yes, like each generation, like their last name will still carry,
it lives on, they have a legacy.
Yeah. It's so weird. I'm
that
like
sit right with me.
Oh,
you know, we could always change our names. I know this couple who when they got married they decided not to take either of their last names and they just made up their own.
I would do that name. But I just want my last name. I want my family's last name. Like
you want to know.
I want
to know that history.
I want my ancestors' last name more than anything. Like it's
I think you should meditate and ask your ancestors to give that to you.
What if they give me something really funny? I hope it's not like funny, but it's like it's kind of funny. Like it's not disrespectful funny. It's just like they say it, I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Like what?
I don't know. Like I would need to hear it. And then they say it and then I'm just like, it just tickles me.
It tickles you?
I wouldn't even, because I know some people, like, it's like, oh, I want something strong. And then I'm like, I just want something that kind of sounds funny. But then I'm like, I also, like, I still know I need to be, like, very, very respectful. And I'm like, of course, like, I still want to be. But, like, it doesn't, I don't know. I'm at a point where it's weird. I don't really, it doesn't matter if it's, like, supposed to be. Because I know some people want to be, like, king or conqueror. You know, all these very strong things. But I'm like, I just want it. It whatever it is, and then I'm gonna get it. It's gonna be like, oh, it means anthill, and I'm like, you know, but nah, it's like it's just one of those things where like even if I said like if I changed my last name to X like on some Malcolm ish, like it just it like it still wouldn't fill that gap because it's like
it's
mine.
Not really yours.
Yeah, and I'm like, I wish I could have that. That's like one of the things that I always want.
Justin, what's your last name?
Smith.
Oh,
it's basic because you can get. In fairness, I am white, so just a tad.
I was like, I don't believe that,
I
man.
I was like, wait a minute.
You could have said you were Dominican,
you right
and I would
now.
Believe you more. Yes, yeah,
Robin.
You could have said like I'm Dominican, and I would have believed you a lot more.
No, I'm white and black. So.
Oh, okay, I know them.
I like that you said just a tad.
Just a tad.
Just a tad.
But But yeah, no, it's, I was kind of screwed from the beginning. So I'm like, I wanted to change it when I was younger. And then I just got to a point, I'm like, it's kind of hard to find me on Google. So
what'd you want to change it to?
See, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. So I just figured I'll keep it for now.
Justin Smith. Yeah, it is kind of hard to find you.
Yeah. It works out.
I wanted to change my last name.
To what?
Probably because, like, I spited my father. but I wanted to change it to my mother's last name. Her last name is James, which is, yeah, you know, and...
That's really spite.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't change it because, you know, it's me. It sticks with me and my culture and everything, yeah. So... take me down.
I went through the same thing. I also wanted to change my name to my mom's last name. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, I was like, well, I am who I am.
Yeah.
But I can relate to, like, wanting to know, I don't know, like, where you come from and where you belong and all of that. Like, being in an immigrant family is very confusing and a strange experience because you don't really belong anywhere. And every group likes to remind you that you don't.
Yeah.
Every single one.
I think my favorite quote to this day from quoting quotes non-blacks is, I know Dominican, I black. Or I know black, I Dominican.
God.
That is like, my favorite.
You're both.
I know black, I Dominican. I'm like, okay.
I would get into a long conversation about that because it's like, what's wrong with being black to you? Like, is that like bad? Is that like a no? Do you feel like you would not get accepted? Do you think you'll just get hate on? Because I met so many people in my life that were like, oh yeah, I'm Dominican, da da da. I was like, okay
cool,
like,
cool.
I'm like, what's up, like, you black? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, no, I'm not. I'm like, do you not know the history? They're like, no, I'm Dominican. I'm like,
okay,
all right. It's also like, do you not see the mirror? Or
it's like, like, do you see your hair texture? And like, come on, love yourself.
Have you seen Sammy Sosa? Because he would like to refute all that.
Oh, really?
Have you seen him now?
I don't know.
Oh,
Pull up a pic.
Oh, it'll be in the show notes.
It's very interesting when you get, like, the more, every single black history, I found out more and more about where, like, how scattered black people are.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you know, you go on from here and like, oh, and it's very funny. America will find a way to make you feel like America was the only place that there were slaves and the only place that they went. And it's very interesting also that they, mm-hmm. Now, come on now.
No way.
Now, come on.
I don't even believe that's the same person. If I look.
But they also have this very weird way of almost completely dismissing the genocides that took place right before with the natives. So you kind of almost in a sense, the more you get into black history, the more you start to mesh into other cultures and the other, because like there was a time when Asians and blacks came together. I think it was like in LA, like it was a time in LA. Oh, during the Black Panthers. That was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Yellow Peril. There's been, you know, with blacks and Muslims, that was a huge thing. Malcolm X, of course. I would even say, like, when it comes to blacks and Christianity, that dates back to the slave times. But Martin Luther King was a huge thing for that. And also, you know, there's so many different places that black culture just meshes into everything. And you start to, you know, you go back and you even start to see, like, like, I can't remember, but there was a place where Europeans would bring slaves to, and basically there was the light skins and the dark skins, and the lighter skins would obviously stay with them, but the dark skins would end up becoming, I think it was like servants or something like that. And I'm pretty sure it was actually a Latin or Hispanic country, and that's where they came from. And yeah, so
I heard about this because it's like darker skins are like poor,
mm-hmm.
lighter skins are more rich, and that's what's happening in society now. Like, light skins are more attractive,
superior,
and more superior, and then just black and brown people are just not it.
Yeah, I'm like, have you seen Lupita? Have you seen Viola Davis?
That is a no.
Beautiful women. No. Beautiful women. Come on now. But just, you know what? Black is beautiful. I will continue to say that and no one can tell me otherwise.
Period.
Period. That's period. Period.
Period.
And, you know, like I said, it's all about growth. You know, let's grow in 2021 mm-hmm. and, you know, love one another, love yourself. And, yeah.
And one big thing, because I'm starting to realize this a lot more, for anyone outside of, like, just outside of the Black community, try your best to refrain from asking Black people about our history, because I'm not going to lie, some of us are learning it literally the same time you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're asking us to learn stuff that low-key you have the access to the archive for.
Yeah.
So it's like a librarian asking me about a book that she has access to or they have access to. And it's like, I just started reading this book. Like, yeah. You have this. Why are you asking me? If anything, you have more resources than me. I just started with this book. You got a whole building. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's low-key kind of offensive because it's like, we're just trying our best to learn as much as we can. And you're asking us, even though you have, in essence, the same tools we have. Mm-hmm. And I understand it's like, when you want to have a conversation about it, that's different. It's like, all right, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this, you know, let's compare information. But when you're trying to learn from us, it's like, no, you kind of are on your own at that point, because mm-hmm. I'm learning the same time you're learning mm-hmm. for a lot of these things. And this information is still accessible. And there are people who host of, you know, whether it's an event or, you know, a Zoom part, whatever, that will gladly teach the audience about these things. But you have to be attentive to the things that we're putting out, because mm-hmm. most of the time we'll be like, hey, I'm sharing this so anybody who wants to learn about this, you know, can learn about it. Do not DM me or message me like, hey, since you're going to be there, could you tell me a little bit about that? I'm like, just join. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to teach you something that someone is literally about to teach you, because I'm going there to learn as well. And it's just weird. It's like, why would you say that?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, don't be afraid to, you know, learn about new things, about our community, our history, because it's out there in the public. You mm-hmm. know, I'm learning things myself. I learn more and more every day. And it's not because it's Black History Month. It's just, it's my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mm-hmm. people. So get your resources, but don't ask me for the resources.
Period.
Period.
And it's okay to ask questions. Like, I will say that. Ask questions, it's completely okay, mm-hmm. but just understand your intentions before you come forth.
I think there's also just, like, a level of intimacy that's involved, because, you know, like, it hasn't happened to me personally, but I have friends who, like, like a white person they knew in like third grade reaching out to them on Instagram being like, hey, can you give me some resources, or can you tell me more about this, things like that. And it's like, that's the kind of stuff that's inappropriate. But hey, white friends, definitely, if we're on that level, come talk to us. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. This thing started drooping and I was looking at it.
Yeah,
I got eyes like a...
My favorite kind of white people are the very well-informed and outspoken.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's always seen and always so appreciated. So thanks mm-hmm. out there, guys.
Yes. Wherever you are. To my white or non-person of color, quote-unquote woke...
My non-pox.
Friends.
Y'all are welcome.
Yes. Y'all were invited to the quote-unquote cookout.
Y'all got the letter. Y'all got that. Y'all got that letter.
Not the N-word pass.
No.
Nor the black card. But, absolutely. You know, you can bring like some chips or.
Yeah, bring some chips.
Whatever to the cookout.
Leave your coleslaw at home.
And the casserole. We don't want that.
Yes. We got enough. We got you. We'll get you a plate of, you know, we'll get you a plate of fish. Get you some collards on the side. You know, we'll hook you up.
What's up?
One thing I want to say about Jacksonville, because I feel like I was very negative about Jacksonville earlier telling you guys about the history, mm-hmm. is I do want to say, you know, I've lived in a few different states. So I was like born in LA, I lived in Arizona, I lived in Colorado, and then I moved here. And I will say, I love how there's so many different ways to be black here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, everyone has their own place, and there's not, like, one specific way to be. And I think that's beautiful. Shout out to Jacksonville.
The Negroes.
Yes.
Okay.
We're growing, you know. You know, we're not hating on Jacksonville or anything, you know.
Yeah, just, I'm just kidding.
Nah. But, you know, our community, we're taking it one step at a time.
Absolutely.
And we're evolving, you mm-hmm. know, just be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
But thank y'all for listening to another Red X Podcast Roundtable.
Roundtable.
And I am your host, Hanny, and I'm with the beautiful, lovely humans.
Alexandria.
Justin.
And Datavius.
And thank y'all for listening. Peace out.
Peace. That was beautiful. Please keep that in there.
Oh my yes.
gosh. Oh, I'm definitely keeping
they're
that.
They're gonna be like, oh my god. They're like, I'm not listening no more.
I legitimately want to do an ASMR video.
We should definitely do that. I'm about to text Nicole and be like, can we do like a Red X ASMR?
Welcome. No, I'd forget and just belly laugh in the middle of it.
I bet Brock is like, can they stop doing that? Sorry, listen to these mouth sounds.
Oh my god.
We're like, we have the magazine and we're just like. This episode of the Red X Podcast was recorded at Friends of Friends Recording Studio. Friends of Friends Recording provides services such as music and album productions and also provides vintage analog gear for bands, podcasters, and musical artists. If you're looking for a place to lodge and you're not native to Jax, or you are, you can also come through and visit Friends of Friends Recording if you need any of those types of services. But you can find them on their Instagram and their website at Friends of Friends Recording and friendsoffriendsrecording.com. And they are also in the Springfield area if you are a Jax native or if you're just looking to see where the relative location is. Thank you, Friends of Friends Recording. We appreciate you a lot.